It's time for the True Sports Card Show.
The only one-hour radio show that gives you the very latest in sports memorabilia news from around the world.
Here are your hosts, industry expert Imran Palladi and Sactown Sports 49ers insider Emil Fragoso.
Good morning, everybody. It's Saturday, February 3rd. Imran Palladi with scratchy voice in the studio, along with my co-host Emil Fragoso.
Hey, it's better than no voice.
And we've got Nate behind the window. He's here. These guys have nervously, actually less Emil, more Nate, approaching this week coming up with the Super Bowl, the Niners. As excited as you should be as a massive Niners fan, I sat here with Nate before we got on air, and Nate was cautiously optimistic. Nate, how would you describe your week coming up? It's been pretty interesting.
I do think they're going to win. It takes such an emotional toll on me. Last time, 2019, when this happened, I literally was sick. I'm being dramatic, but it's the truth. It was disgusting. It was disgusting.
Well, the fun part is that this upcoming week, Super Bowl week, lots of Radio Row type of activities. Both of you are going, which is exciting. On behalf of Sactown Sports 1140.
Shout out Jiffy Lube for that, by the way. Appreciate them.
What did Jiffy Lube
have? They're sponsoring it. For it. We appreciate them for that. So
you're going to go to the Super Bowl week because of Jiffy Lube?
Yes, they're sponsoring.
Shout out Jiffy Lube.
Someone to shout out Jiffy Lube.
Shout out Jiffy Lube.
Okay. So this week we have some trips. I'm actually going to Vegas twice.
Ooh.
Strangely enough, I'm going up and back for a framing convention. Don't ask me why. It's a frame, to learn how
to frame. You seem really excited about it.
It's actually kind of important why you're going.
It's important because we have the new shop that we're opening in the Galleria, and that officially launches March 1. There's an existing shop, American Visions Gallery. We're going to be spending the next month kind of converting the store into the True Sports Cards way. It's a great shop. Many of you stopped by the shop already and said, hey, is that the one with all the Funko Pops? It's not really... doesn't look like your shop. We're converting some stuff. We'll make that work. So I'm going to a framing convention up and back same day on Tuesday.
Wow.
Jumping on a Southwest, going back and forth. And then on Thursday, I head back to Vegas to do a couple of Super Bowl-hosted parties. My business partner, Shane Westholter, who is the owner of Gateway Insurance, is putting together this event. We're going to be there at Top Golf. We're going to have people like Tim Brown, Jerome Bettis, Randall Cunningham, Rod Woodson, Charles Woodson, Biletnikoff, they'll all be there. So it's going to be pretty cool. Thank you, Boss Man Cards, for saying congrats on the new shop there on YouTube. We appreciate y'all that are jumping on YouTube. And then I'm back that day. I'm going to go eat some crab at the Angry Crab on the Strip, and then I'm headed back that night because I like watching the Super Bowl from my couch and hanging out with my family. I know Nate wants to do the same. But you two are going to be there all week, right? In a sense?
Yeah, I'll be getting there Monday, scoping things out, because media starts Monday night, so I have to do a couple extra things, and they will be joining me. Not only Nate, but the midday show, Styles and Watkins, as well as another producer, will be joining us in Las Vegas.
Jay Johnson. Producer.
Yes.
The producer. Yeah.
Will be joining us in Vegas for a couple of nights, and it's going to be a lot of fun on Radio Row and just getting the whole lay of the land. And,
hey! Yeah. Sactown Sports, home of the 49ers.
Yeah.
All right, with that said, we've got a couple of other things that we wanted to cover. Want to let you know that True Sports Cards in Rockland, our shop, our card shop, will be having Topps Hobby Rip Night. That's going to be on the 24th of February.
Yeah.
That is important because we'll be giving away packs for the kids. I've bought a ton of Girl Scout cookies that we'll be giving away for those of you that are spending $50 or more on unopened Topps products, which isn't hard to do. You know, buy a box or two and you'll get your Girl Scout cookies. But more importantly, have a great time. We're going to treat it like a trade night. We'd love to have everybody show up.
Yeah.
That's going to be February 24th, a Saturday, from 5 to 8 p.m. So we'd love to see you there at the card shop. Additionally, we have the Galleria, which will be officially True Sports Cards and Fine Art. That's going to be on March 1. That's a Friday. Although the following Saturday, which will be the 9th of March, I have a game plan for us to have an autograph guest. I'm not ready to say who it is just yet.
That's fine.
But we will have an autograph guest, and we would love for all of you to be there. Here's what I will tell you. It will either be a king or it will be a 49er. Because shout out to Sacktown Sports, home of the Kings and 49ers. I'll make sure that one of those two teams will be represented in this event, which will be a free event.
Are you talking X King, X Niner?
It could be a current King.
Okay.
Or it could be a retired 49er.
Interesting. Wow. So interesting.
It'll be one of those
little
two.
Hints wow. there. I like it.
Okay. Dropping the Easter eggs. And then a couple of other things. People ask us, what show will you be at? We are going to be at the Auburn Card Show.
Yeah.
That's going to be held on March 2nd.
My birthday.
In Auburn.
Yeah.
Is that on your birthday?
It actually is. Yeah, March 2nd.
How old are you?
I'll be 24.
You're 23 years old?
Yeah. Yeah. Anything else?
No, I just feel old as hell. Oh, my goodness. All right, so that's going to be the Auburn Card Show. It's the 2nd of March at the, I believe it's the Auburn Convention Center.
The Gold County Fairgrounds.
Oh, it's the Fairgrounds.
Yes, at the Fairgrounds. They moved it, thankfully. I remember I heard stories about over the summer. It was an interesting set up there, so I'm glad they moved it to a bigger area at the Fairgrounds.
Well, what I love about it is our buddy Juan is the one that runs that show. He does such a great job putting on shows, mm-hmm. making people feel very positive yes. about the hobby. Auburn's one of the great places to have a show, and Juan is one of the great promoters of our area. Mm-hmm. He brought me Filipino food yesterday.
Did he?
Yeah.
Juan's a good dude.
Yeah, I sat there and I was eating pancit and lumpia.
Ooh.
And there was some pork belly.
Ooh.
And yeah.
Forget about it.
I was in trouble.
Oh, that sounds good right now.
I ate too much.
Oh.
And then finally, I want you to know that our show that we're putting on in May, the Sacramento Autograph Expo, featuring so far 5 confirmed autograph guests, Jason Williams, Dennis Rodman, Ricky Henderson, Johnny Manziel, and Vlad Guerrero Sr. Those tickets are going to go on sale next Friday, as in the, what's a week from today, and then roll back one?
The
9th?
9th, you're correct.
9th.
That's math.
9th at noon, we will launch the website for you to be able to buy your tickets, both for admission as well as the autograph tickets. The admission is going to be $10 on Friday, $15 on Saturday, and $10 on Sunday. We've got a bunch of stuff that we'll be giving away. We'll have VIP guests that will be included as free autographs as part of the event. The 5 I named are not. but we will have that opportunity for you to buy your tickets starting February 9th.
There you go.
All right. I think I did all of our... And that the event is May 17 through 19, a Friday, Saturday, Sunday show. We look forward to having you there. This will be our 3rd show that we've put on, and we have been at this location pretty happy with how it turned out last year.
Bigger than ever.
I hope so.
Yeah, I mean, just the names you've listed off and even shared with me, I mean, they're huge. Just huge gets. Ricky Henderson, Vlad Guerrero Jr. Sr., Johnny Manziel, Dennis, I mean... Just it shocked me when you told me, so I'm very excited to go to this and looking forward to it. Everyone should check it out in May.
I'm incredibly nervous. My wife is in the YouTube chat right now, so Jessica, shout out my wife Jessica. Just to let you guys know, after we get done here, I've got to run home, got to watch Beckett, which is a good thing. It's not like I'm babysitting him; he's my son. And my wife is going to go to a calligraphy class.
Oh,
which I didn't even know that they taught that. But hey, when we send out the invites, we ain't using my chicken scratch. It's going to be Jessica and her calligraphy-ish writing. Is that a word?
I think.
Might
be. I don't know.
Calligraphy-ish? Yeah. Calligraffiti? That was a good one.
That's
I just made
one.
That up.
I like that. It was good.
We're going to highlight that one as a reel.
Yep.
All right. Can we talk about cards?
Yes.
That's what this is about.
Yes.
Emil, you're pretty excited about something that happened. He came in with a smile, which is kind of weird. I don't know what Nate's laughing at right now, but it's hilarious that he's laughing. But it's not about the show. He's like texting, what are you doing? I'm doing a show.
He's giddy because he's going to go cover the Niners in Vegas on Super Bowl week. That's what he's giddy about. Anyway, terms of cards.
Talk about cards. You had a special purchase this week. You couldn't stop talking about it. I want to leave you to 3 minutes of you ranting on my show about it.
Yeah.
I would love it.
I got you.
Because you're happy.
I am happy.
Go for it. I'm going to mute myself. Go.
And this is a lesson to all collectors. It's not coming from Emmer. This is coming from someone who actually does collect and invest in sports cards.
How dare you say I don't collect?
I'm not saying you don't collect. I'm just saying it's not coming from a store owner. It's coming from someone who isn't in the hobby 24/7.
I'll go back to sipping tea. Go right ahead.
Anyway, so I invest heavily in the rookies. I think are going to do very, very well. And about a month ago, or about 2-3 weeks ago, actually, I invested in the Paulo Banchero rookie auto mosaic, collage mosaic, 10 of 25 blue variation. A very, very pretty card. Also, SGC 10, auto grade 10 is one sold. Dual 10 auto on both of those. And I bought the card for an undisclosed amount of money. And I bought it before he had a big jump. Now, this week, as we all know, NBA All-Star came out. The reserve voting came out. And guess who made it for the first time? Paulo Banchero. He is now the only member, I believe, of the 22 and 21 classes to make an All-Star team. Paulo Banchero, in year two, has made an All-Star team. And because of that, yes, he's the only one out of the 20, the 21 and the 22 classes.
Sounds right.
That have made it so far. Paulo is the first. So because of that, and because of how well the Magic are doing, his prices have only skyrocketed. So what I paid for it in 3 weeks ago is probably worth double what it's worth now. So that has made me very giddy, even as someone who's collecting that card for PC, because I love Paulo Banchero. He's a former Duke Blue Devil. Love my Dukies.
He just said he loves his Dukies.
Go
ahead.
It's a nickname for Duke. Come on. Anyway, my point being is that looking at the market and looking at a holistic approach to it of what players do I think are going to do well, who do I like collecting, where is the right time to buy, and looking at the right value, you know, while we do love collecting the best players in the hobby, absolutely, and you want to have the right player, it's more for me about the right player, collecting and purchasing at the right time is so, so crucial before you get that jump, because now that card's worth double than what I bought it for, and that's just after 2-3 weeks. What if they go on and go in the playoffs, go on a run, win a first-round series, and then Paulo, you know, makes an all-NBA team in a year or two? Yeah, that keeps progressing. So my point being is that even as someone who isn't in the hobby as much as Emron is, there is still a financially able to go do that. You're still financially able to invest and see your investment skyrocket, even in a short amount of time. So that's my my little story today.
You feel good?
I feel great.
That's what I'm talking about. When you hear a collector talking about a win, I love hearing that, considering that we hear so many losses. Yes. In the sense of like, I opened a box of this and this is what came out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that. The Orlando Magic, you could say, is last year's Kings. Yes. They are 28-23. They just beat the Minnesota Timberwolves last night. Mm-hmm. They're awesome. They really are.
Yeah.
And Paolo, when he played against the Kings, holy, I was so like...
43 points.
I couldn't believe. I was like, this guy is killing us.
Yeah.
He's great, and he's huge.
He's
huge.
I compare him to 6'10 Carmelo Anthony. That's the projection I see him, honestly. I see the holistic approach to
you
him.
You know what
way.
He kind of, in my opinion, kind of replaced? Is Zion.
Ooh,
because
I like that.
Zion was the hype guy.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, Paolo was not supposed to be the number one pick.
It
was supposed to be Jabari Smith Jr.
It was.
And then Paolo was clearly the number three guy. Magic decided to go with him. Right move.
They were correct.
Hey, Jabari's okay.
Jabari's okay.
He's going to do like 14 points a game.
Chet's had a great second year after having his first official year. Well, it's his rookie season now because he didn't play last year. His first year was injury. He's doing a great job with the OKC Thunder now, so that's a win as well.
You know, we're a week away from the Super Bowl, but we're already on this basketball roll. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about the snubs. Fox and Sabonis, mainly Sabonis. I can understand Fox because that backcourt's pretty loaded as far as choices, but... As far as Sabonis, it is absolutely ridiculous that this guy did not get chosen for All-Star.
Right.
I don't think it would have affected his financials as far as hobby love as much. Small market, but how can you deny Sabonis every night considering a triple-double?
Yeah.
He's averaging 8 assists per game, double-double machine. I think he's got 21 or 22 in a row right now.
Yeah. 20-13-8 for the season. And he didn't make the All-Star team.
But here's the thing, right? So who does he replace? It's pretty easy to me. You're not going to... LeBron, AD, those guys are on the Lakers. They're ninth in the West. You're not going to replace LeBron because he's the vote-getter. So he's already going to be in.
And he was already a starter.
But you could have very easily said Sabonis should have been over Cat.
Yes, Cat.
And over Davis.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yes.
No doubt.
I had Davis in there anyway because, again, he's averaging 25-12. That's usually, especially on the Lakers, that's usually going to be what gets you the vote. But for Kat, especially, 22-8.
You already have a representative by Anthony Edwards, so that's fine. That's understandable.
Yes.
But when you look at it, you got the fifth seed in the West with no All-Stars, especially with the way that Sabonis is playing. It's outrageous. It's ridiculous. And nobody hopes for injury, but that's how Fox got in last year.
Yeah.
There was an injury that happened. Can't remember who it was, and that he came in. I want to say it was Lillard, but maybe I'm wrong. That's going to happen on the East side. We just found out that
Joel Embiid.
Embiid's going to be out for a little while, too.
I'll break it a little bit. Joel Embiid diagnosed as of this morning with a lower left flap tear in his meniscus. So part of the meniscus, I believe, is torn, and they are evaluating what to do next. Rest, procedure, recovery. They're not sure yet. They have to figure that out over the next week or so.
Nate, are you paying attention? I just want to make sure that you are.
Yeah, I'm taking notes.
I just want to let you know, this guy is a soundbite machine today. He said he loves his Dookies, and he talked about flap tears.
Yeah.
So if you could just kind of...
we have an archive. We have an AI running system here that catches...
It's Emilisms.
I've never heard anyone call them Dookies.
It's true. It is called that.
I'm not a big college head.
But the way that he said it was the problem.
I love my Dookies.
I love my Dookies.
And
right.
It's just funny coming from him, too, of all people.
And I got to say that.
Thanks, guys.
Right before the show, he was missing for half an hour. Let's keep moving. Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Let's talk about...
gone for like 10 minutes.
We'll edit this out.
I got bathroom problems, too.
We'll edit this out.
Swear, guys.
Right? All right. So let's talk about the 49ers... Yep. Chiefs Super Bowl, and let's talk about it in the sense of the hobby.
Yes.
So what I wanted to do was do a before and after. So I looked at the card values of the four quarterbacks that mattered. Goff, Mahomes, Lamar, and Purdy.
Can we guess on this?
Yeah, you want to?
Yeah, let me guess.
Let's play a game. Yeah, yeah.
All right, so what we'll do is we'll start, and I want you to guess what the price is after the game. I'll give you the examples, okay? So I'm going to give you the pre-game price.
Yeah.
And then tell me what the price is after, okay?
Okay.
Let's start with the loser's bracket. Let's start with Jared Goff. Folks that are listening, we're looking at the 2016 Optic PSA 10 Silver Holo of Jared Goff, his rookie card. Before the game, on 1/25, January 25th, that card went for $132.
Okay.
There was two sales that happened after the game. One on the 29th and one on February 1st. Remember, before the game, 132. Nate, what's your guess on the value of it after the game?
With Goff, I think there was little to no movement. That's my guess. I'm going to say within $5 either way, if that's
okay. You think it's going to be
about the same?
128 or so?
Yeah. Yeah, it probably didn't go up, right? So, yeah, I'll say 128.
They often don't go up when they lose.
Yes. So, 128. I'm going to say pretty minimal.
Emil.
I say it dropped back down to 100.
100. So on January 29th, remember it sold before at 132?
Yeah.
January 29th, $107.
Oh, good call,
and
Emil.
February 21st, $110.
Okay.
So it dropped around 25 bucks just because of the loss. Now, the reason why I don't think it was even less than that is because I don't think a lot of people believed in Goff to begin with.
Yeah, yes. That's what kind of where my mindset was like the movement wasn't much just because he's already established who he is, you know?
Right. That's kind of...
And they had a great first half as well, too, so there was some positive... It wasn't like it stunk up the plays like Lamar.
It wasn't his fault they lost.
I bet you a bunch of people bought at halftime.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I gotta buy this. That happens, by the way.
It does.
That really does happen.
That's crazy.
It's called live betting.
All right. Loser's bracket part two. Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
We're talking about his 2018 Prism base card, PSA 10. Before the game, on January 25th, that card sold for $350.
Woo!
Emil, I'll go with you first. What do you believe that card went for after that game, a couple days after?
I think it dropped because he didn't play very well, and I think it dropped to $220.
Oh,
Nate, you believe it dropped $130, one third the price?
Yes.
$275.
All right, before the game, $350. After the game on January 29th, $234.
Ooh.
After the game, January 30th, $260. It dropped over $100.
Crazy.
Yes.
That was a legacy game for him. That was a big deal for him, and he stunk it up. That pick at the end, dude, they were right on track to get back in it.
Yep.
And I think one of the things that we have to consider is, and we didn't do the research, we can look at it after the show, or maybe Emil can play around with it if he's not too busy. Josh Allen, too. Josh, yeah. I think when people realize that you've got to go against Mahomes, is there a hope for you in the future?
Mm-hmm.
Like right now, before I go into the winner's bracket, right now, I would really consider carefully about my investment into Justin Herbert.
Really?
I think that Harbaugh knows how to work quarterbacks.
Yes.
He's really good. That was an awesome hire by the Chargers. That is a tough, tough division. Something's going to happen with the Broncos. I don't know what, but I
something good. You think something good's going to happen?
Quarterback wise.
Okay, fair.
I think something's going to happen because they benched Wilson for a reason.
He's gone.
He would not sit. He would not remove the injury
clause.
Yes. Yeah. If he got hurt, so they were like, fine, we're just going to sit you because we don't want you getting hurt and then getting stuck on our team.
Yep.
Make sure they're going to dead money him.
Oh, yeah, they are.
And so they're going to have a quarterback there. So look at the West. Here's your quarterbacks. Mahomes, Herbert, whoever's in the Broncos, and whoever the Raiders are going to have. And I have a feeling...
Caleb Williams.
They can't get Caleb out.
I'm seeing a lot of trade-up.
It's going to be...
It's not Caleb.
I think Fields.
Yes.
Or Fields.
Even, please.
I think that's
even
crazier.
Please. Prescott go to the Raiders.
Please. I think those are both crazier.
Please
than
not Dak.
Williams.
Please not Dak.
It doesn't... I don't know what you're cheering for. Are you a Raiders guy?
Yes.
You are?
So you wouldn't know that, yeah.
You're a Raiders guy?
Are you doing a bit?
Are you being serious right
I
now?
I actually am, yeah. I grew up a Raider fan.
Yeah, you wouldn't know
How
that.
How do you remove a host from the middle of a show?
Yeah.
Is that possible?
Yeah,
is there a dump
it
button?
Is
there like an eject button right here?
There's just
for
a
real?
Mic off button.
Oh my goodness. All right, so I feel like the Broncos and the Raiders are going to have somebody in that division that's going to come in and be an impactful quarterback. Something's going to happen. Pierce is not going to hang his hat on Garoppolo or Aiden O'Connell.
No.
It's not going to happen. They're going to do something.
Garoppolo might get cut.
They have like the 10 or 12 or 13th pick. I don't know what it is.
13th.
I'm not good at research here.
I think there's some decent quarterbacks in here too. It's like Bo Nix and
Nix will be available, but McCarthy is probably the person that they would want to go for at that range.
They could trade up for Michael Penix too.
Well, the one I have heard.
Hold on here. Do you like Penix?
No.
Okay.
The
cut that one too.
the little swear to gosh. The inside information I do have. I do have some inside information. And this is because of not only my sources, but also because of my time at Arizona State. During my time at Arizona State while I was there, Antonio Pierce was the linebacker coach there, who was also the quarterback there, Jaden Daniels. There is a strong relationship.
Is that true?
Yes. There is a strong relationship between
Jaden. They'll never make it to the 13th pick.
They might trade up. That's what I'm saying.
What are they trading?
They'll figure it out. I'm just
saying. They'll figure it out.
They're going to have high first round picks.
I'm just saying. There is a previous relationship there and a very strong one between Jaden Daniels and
the linebackers
Antonio
coach Antonio Pierce,
yes. There's a very strong connection there.
I think they're going to swing big. They're going to go for Fields. They're going to trade 13 and something else.
That's too much for Fields. Sorry. No. You're not getting a first-round pick. You're not getting a first-round pick for Justin Fields.
Yeah.
You're not. You're getting a second.
Do you guys believe that you'll get a first-round pick for Justin Fields in the radio world, in the True Sports Cards universe? Call in at 916-339-1140.
There you go.
And let us know what you think. We'd love to talk to you about it. I have an interest in hearing what you have to say. We have about 9 listeners that listen to us on a weekly basis. So if you're one of the 9, keep
If there's a Bears fan.
Yeah, if there's Bears,
yeah, Bears fans.
If
yeah.
you care about the Raiders,
get our boss Joe Droz to call in.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you got to swing big. And if you're going to pick a quarterback at 13, why not just use your 13th pick to overwhelm the Bears? Give them the 13th pick, get Fields plus a little bit of maybe second or third round pick in addition to that.
Bears would have
three picks in the top 13. Then.
Yes, they would.
The number 1, 5, I think. What or
9?
9, yeah.
Number 1, 9, and 13 that they did.
I don't pay attention to the draft if the Niners are in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, good point. That's but they still get the 30th. Yeah.
Hey, guess what, Nate? This is the first year since 2021 you have a first round pick.
Yeah, and I don't even care.
Who cares about first round picks when you're winning Super Bowls?
Yeah, when you got Brock Purdy.
You haven't won one yet, so don't.
Let's
don't,
talk
be careful
about.
Now.
So, I just feel like the AFC quarterbacks have limitations that NFC quarterbacks don't, and that reason is because of Patrick Mahomes.
Yes,
and this guy is the ultimate blocker when it comes to getting through in the playoffs.
Modern wave goat.
There's just nobody that. It doesn't matter how, it just somehow happens. This guy blocks you. So if you're betting on a Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert to go to the Super Bowl.
Burrow?
They've got Burrow. You got to, I mean, that's a gauntlet of players to try to get through. Try to get through. It's tough.
Did we get the info on Josh Allen, Emil? Did you snag that? I'm curious, just since you brought that up.
I have some info. I'm a little surprised, but I have
the movement was before and after.
This is looking at his base prism.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you a number from.
What are we talking about?
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen. Remember?
Oh, you
didn't
pulled
you
it.
Ask for
I
that?
Pulled
yeah.
it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to give you a number from, say, the 20th. About that time is when they got kicked
sure.
out.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
right before. Yeah.
Yeah. So it would have been the 21st. So yes. So. Yeah, I'll go with this one. So. Josh Allen. Prism rookie card PSA 9 went for $100 on January 21st, which was the day they played the Chiefs, I believe. It was the 21st, because a week later. What do you think happened after that game?
I mean, he went down significantly, right? Like, he must have went down to, like, I'm just going to say 75 again. I know I said 275 for Lamar. I'm going to say that dropped to about 75, 70.
Imran?
What was the original number?
100, and it was day of.
Which card?
The Josh Allen.
PSA 9, Prism Rookie. That's what I have. It's, again, I'm looking at sales.
No 10s?
No 10s.
What was it pre?
100.
Oh, I'm probably going to say $75.
One sold on January 27th, a PSA 9, also for $100.
What?
It has stayed the same.
Shout out Fireball. This guy, yeah. He's local.
Shout out Burning Tables.
I just, you know, people have faith in these dudes that I just don't understand, but that's okay as a card shop owner. You know, you got to give the people what they want. If they want Josh Allen, that's fine, but it's just, I don't get it, but that's okay.
He's very talented.
My job is not to get it. My job is to provide people with what they want, and that's what we do. I don't get it. All right. Winner's bracket.
Yes.
Talking about Mahomes. We're talking about the 2017 Prism. It's a silver hollow, but remember, all cards of Mahomes that year were silver. So don't think that you have something special. That is his regular card. That's a PSA 9. I don't want to mess with the 10s. The 10s are in the $4,000 range.
Yeah, they're gross.
Not that people can't afford it, but I'm telling you, I want to go with what the everyday person is more likely to buy, the everyday collector. So let's really focus on that one. So the PSA 9 before the game, and if you remember what I said a week ago or even 2 weeks ago, I talked about how I believe Mahomes' legacy is cemented, and I don't think it goes up or goes down too much. That was my opinion 2 weeks ago. Here's the numbers. January 25th. It sold, this was before the game, $915. Emil, what do you believe it was after the game? Remember, $915 before the game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. $1,100.
Nate, are you with us? $915 on Mahomes.
Yeah, yeah.
After the game.
I don't know. I mean, obviously, I don't know as much as you guys. $1,100 seems like a lot.
Let's clip that one, too. I like that one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's just, I mean, that's a given. I think if anyone just hears my voice. I'm going to say $1,100 to start. I'll just go 11.
No, no. 915 is what it was.
Oh, and Emil went to. Okay.
I said 11.
You said 11.
I'll say 1050.
$1,050. On February 1st, when it was before the game, it was 915. February 1st, $950. On February 2nd, $905. I told you.
You did.
Nostradamus tells you. Nostradamus told you.
Wow.
That it won't move. This guy's legacy is set. I don't think it goes up or down. I think the only thing that makes it go up, I don't even think it goes down. I think the only thing that goes up is another Super Bowl win.
I would agree.
And I don't even think it's that much. I think it's probably $50 to $75. But now the PSA 10 probably might go crazy, but the 9?
Three Super Bowls is more than two Super Bowls, and we can start having that.
That's why you went to college.
We can start adding them up, is the point being of like, okay, after you win your third one, you start getting that legacy talk of, okay, where really is Patrick Mahomes right now in the all-time quarterback legacy thing? And that's kind of where I think after he wins, if he wins Super Bowl number three,
I'm watching your mouth, I was like, did you just, okay, go ahead.
I know the script, anyway.
The whole NFL scripted anyways.
Anyway. If he wins, I think there's a real conversation of, is he the GOAT right now? I think that talk gets brought back up. And I think we could see another jump, especially with the PSA 10s.
I just don't see any lift. I think it's kind of what it is. To have what would be considered his regular rookie card, and remember, again, yes, it's silver. Yes, I get it. But the regular card, and do me a favor while I'm talking.
What's up?
Do you mind looking up CMC? Same year. PSA 10, please. I just think that that's what the card's worth. If you can get that at a great price and this is a long-term hold for you, I think it eventually reaches that $1,200, $1,300, $1,400. But this is your mutual fund. I think your Patrick Mahomes is your mutual fund. If you want high risk, high reward, let's talk about the next guy. The man, the myth, the rooster or whatever they call him. And yeah. we won't say why.
Yeah, yeah. Let's say low risk, high reward.
BCB.
Because he's the man.
He's the man.
He's the man.
BCB.
Brock Purdy.
BCB.
Let me see what his real name is. Do you know what it is?
Brock Purdy.
Was he born Purdy?
His name is actually Brock Purdy.
Brock Thew.
Is it Brockathew?
Brockathan.
Brockathan.
Broccoli.
Broccoli what? Purdy.
They're just saying things while I'm looking. His name is actually Brock Purdy. You're correct.
Why wouldn't his name be Brock?
It's a very Arizona name.
It's Arizona name.
What's wrong with Brock?
Nothing's wrong with
Brock.
It's
a strong name.
It just sounds like a nickname.
The 22 Prism, card number 353, PSA 10. Before the game, two sales happened. One was they were both on January 27th. $204 and $199. After the Niners win, what do you believe that those cards went for? $204, $199?
$300.
$300, says Nate.
What was it Emil? Before? Sorry.
$204 and $199.
50% increase.
$350.
$204 and $199 before the game. On February 2nd, two sales, one for $205 and one for $242.
Oh.
And one closed this morning at $279.
Okay. He's getting there. He's getting there.
Nate is closer. What would you say? What did you say?
I said $350.
$350?
I had a little jump.
We're at that position right now where Brock keeps winning, but not because of Brock. He is winning, but not because of him. I wouldn't call him game manager. He's just not playing three touchdowns Brock version.
He's
of
not
himself.
Playing MVP frontline Brock.
And he hasn't done it the whole playoffs.
I think there's an argument.
What's the argument?
I think there's an argument. Nate. He rushed. He rushed for 50 yards. He made the plays when it mattered the most.
Oh boy.
He didn't turn the ball over in the second half. He had that ugly interception in the first. The craziest thing about the Lions game is that he had a horrible first half and came out of that and played. He played like himself in that second half. There's no doubt. He played like that three touchdown Brock in that second half.
He did have a swagger back.
No mistakes. Totally efficient. He was getting on his guys. And he did something similar in the Green Bay game, but really just saved it all for that final drive. I think he's putting the team on his back and winning these games when they need him to do it. I think it's him.
The Niners didn't win.
Detroit lost.
The
Niners did win.
The MVP.
I hate that pick.
They scored 27 unanswered. It's a little bit of both. They still scored 27 unanswered points.
As the hosts of the Niner Return of the Empire
this is a Raiders fan.
Show.
Yes.
I would expect you to say that.
I'm also a Raider fan.
And I'm a Niners fan too. Don't get me wrong, right?
Yeah.
Look at the lower back tattoo. It's right next to the Kings one.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I have it. But what I'm getting at is the MVP for the game for the Niners was Dan Campbell. Because his mistakes over and over again cost that team the win. Shout out Jahmyr Gibbs for your fumble. Shout out for going for fourth and three and missing. Shout out for deciding to go for it again instead of kicking the field goal.
So you're not giving the Niners credits for those turnovers.
I'm giving them credit, but they wouldn't be coming back and scoring 34 points to win if they had to go get 40 points because this doofus kept making mistakes over and over again as a coach. Yes or no?
I don't think he made as many mistakes as you're leading off.
I agree.
I think if you want to say the not going for the touchdown at the end of the half is a mistake, sure, I'll give that to you. But his other game plans, it was mostly his players' execution. That's what I thought. That's what I felt. And
Fourth and three hits the guy's hands.
That's a drop. And then there's Goff rolling out and missing his guy.
And that's partially the Niners defense doing their job because Goff's not good mobile.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think it's necessarily Campbell's
fault. How about Campbell not kicking the field goal and going for it?
That's bad management.
On his 20-something yard line.
At the end of the game, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, when he didn't manage the clock right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think
they could have gotten
up by 10. If I'm you, in hindsight, yes. But I think that's just growing as a coach. I think that's a mistake. I think that's a fair mistake if you want just to not give himself enough time. But he wanted to play for the touchdown. He wanted to get the onside kick. Thought he could do it. Didn't do it.
I love Brock Purdy. I want him to succeed. It's financially good for us as a local card shop as well.
Yeah.
I love him. I want the Niners to win. I'm a massive fan. But you're telling me that he's playing no different now
The
playoffs than when he is in regular season? You said you didn't think that it was as much.
I said he's winning the game.
Of course he's winning the game.
Yeah, he's putting the team on his back. I said in the second half of the Detroit game, he played like that 3-touchdown Brock you're talking about in the regular season. He's grown. We've seen him grown right in front of our eyes these past 2 weeks.
Agreed. Yes.
We've seen him elevate his game even when he hasn't played at his best.
I love him. I want him to do well. But the one that's carried him on his back is CMC.
Oh,
McCaffrey's the guy that's carried this.
Well, Trent Williams too. I mean, we can have this conversation about who the best player is, but yeah, those two are.
McCaffrey's the only player in the Detroit game, the only player on the entire field that played the same every minute, every snap.
Yep.
He like both sides of the ball.
I was actually freaked out when he landed on his head.
I was too. I texted Emil. That's how worried I was.
He's fine. Yeah. I don't know what it is this team and stingers. They got a lot of stingers.
I'm looking right now. Did you look up the McCaffrey stats?
I have them right now. Okay, if you want to play this game.
Yep, all
right.
Game.
Let's play this game. Okay. So I have this rookie Silver Prism PSA 10.
It's 2017.
Yes. 2017. And I have two different numbers here. I have three, actually. From the 24 and 25, January 25th and 24th. One sold for $235 and one sold for $174. So a little bit of fluctuation between those 2 days.
174 and two?
And 235.
235 and 170.
Yeah, there was two fluctuations. Same card, too.
Okay.
Again, whoever was bidding on it, whatever. What do you think it was worth after the game?
225 to 235.
Wait.
215.
January 28th, the same cards sold for PSA 10, 250.
Hey.
Little jump.
Wow.
Well, he should get a jump. He should get more than that. And remember, this is the same set that Mahomes is in.
Yes.
So you just said PSA 10. Mahomes, what we were comparing earlier at $900-something, was a PSA 9.
That's quarterback.
Fine. Yeah. But that much of a jump is crazy. Yeah. And that set had some good players in it. I'm trying to think some of the other players that came out of 17, out of the Prism. They had some... I instantly think of Kareem Hunt, Leonard Fournette, all the running back guys. Yeah. I think Cooper Kupp's in that year.
Yeah. Highest sale I'm seeing from CMC was 281 same day as well. So there was a little bit more of a jump too even after that. So that's about where it peaked. 280 is where it was at.
All right. So we know that winning games makes your cards go up and losing games makes your cards go down.
Yep.
I think what ends up happening in the talking heads, media heads, journalists, you know,
hi, guys.
You folks.
Hi.
You and Nate, when y'all start talking, it definitely affects people's brain. Not just you, but the Stephen A. Smiths and the people in the talking heads that got a lot of eyeballs. As soon as Lamar lost, what's his legacy? Is it going to be this? The guy's going to get the MVP. We already know that. So nothing like winning the regular season MVP and then losing and, you know, watching the Super Bowl at home.
Shows you who the real winners are.
True. Somebody else did that. I think it was like Dirk or somebody that won the MVP and they got knocked out of the first round or something crazy like that.
Yeah, regular season award.
Yeah. So, anyway, as soon as they start talking like that and saying things like, where does Lamar go from here? Do they need a new team? And should the coach get fired? That's where you start having this overwhelming wave of, okay, he's not going to do it. I got to get rid of all my Lamar cards. You see all the memes on Instagram, crying Jordan memes and all the stuff that ends up coming with it where people overreact massively. They forget that this guy was awesome a week ago and all of a sudden now he's the worst player in the history of the sport. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, that's kind of where we're at. And that's our segment brought to you by Make up somebody.
Timber Creek.
Timber. Who's Timber Creek?
Timber Creek Golf Course. Shout them out.
We're not sponsored by Timber Creek.
No, no.
We can't do that. We just.
I mean, I can.
True Sports Cards. Yeah. Spot segment brought to you by True Sports Cards.
It could be brought to you by, I don't know, JSA or could be brought to you by someone.
I need sponsorship.
Could you?
Come on, people.
If you have a business out there and you're listening. No.
No?
No.
Oh.
Give me money if you want to sponsor on this show.
I'm saying it could be brought to you by.
That's true.
That's what I'm saying.
If you're listening to this show right now, think about it. It could be you. It could be you
could
listening
be
to the
you.
Show with your business right here on the True Sports Card Show here on Sacktown Sports 1140. We are looking for sponsors. It could be called the, you know, whatever it is, studio. Or it could be called, this segment is, right?
Yeah.
I'm basically begging right now for sponsors.
I know, you are.
It's pretty pathetic.
Yeah, how pathetic.
It's going to work. It's going to work.
I say you're an entrepreneur.
I would agree. Come shout us out, 916-339-1140, and tell us what business you have and how much you're willing to give
Call
us.
Call Scott Marsh. And he will hook you up.
Scott's getting calls on a Saturday like, hi, I like to sponsor the show. Yeah.
I can buy the studio or something.
I have 7 Brock Purdy cards. Can I trade for airtime? Okay, so let's go through some new releases that just came out.
Yes.
I'm excited. Next week comes out. I'll work on my speaking.
Great job there, Emma.
Yeah.
Next week comes out. Is this why I'm the journalist?
Next week comes out. Cards come out. 2023-24 Prism Basketball. That comes out on Wednesday the 7th. That is Wemby in his Spurs jersey.
Yeah. And no auto.
No auto. But these cards are hot.
Oh, yeah.
Weirdly enough, they released Prism Basketball blaster boxes
retail
about a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
So I'm seeing those cards coming into the store, and I've never seen them before, and they're pretty awesome. So I'm going to look at the Wembanyama.
They're neat looking.
Have you bought any?
I have not, no. I stay away from Prism Retail. I have bad experiences.
Yeah, but the Prism Retail portion of it still kicks out cards that are base, that are regular, that you would get in a hobby.
Yes.
Right now, a base rookie, non-graded, goes for $60 for Victor. That's not bad for a base card.
No, it's not.
It will drop. Don't get me wrong.
It should.
One closed this morning at $60. Another one closed this morning at $68. Another one closed the green, which is out of retail, closed for $150 this morning.
About right.
So you're still seeing good prices for what you're buying them for. We have Prism Blasters on our shelf at $60, I think. So you're getting 6 or 8 packs in there.
Yep.
Pretty cool product.
It is.
That hobby's coming out. Let me see some details on it.
I got it.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Yeah, I got some details. So it is coming out in the next week or so. And in that box breakdown, I'm just pulling it up right now.
I thought you said you had it.
I have it right here. 2 autos, 22 prism parallels, and 10 inserts in one hobby box breakdown. There's also a fast break box breakdown as well, and there's also a choice box. So 3 different variants for Prism this year, and it comes out February 7th.
How many packs?
In the Prism Basketball hobby, it's 12 packs, 12 cards. So
interesting.
That is like math.
2 autographs and 10 inserts and 22 prisms. So you're getting basically two color per pack. And an option of 2 autographs in there as well.
I wish it specified how many numbered there were per box, but you know,
We don't know what the retail price is yet.
Yeah, we do not. For fast break, 9 cards per pack, 10 packs per box. Choice, 8 cards per pack, 1 pack per box. Choice is the most risk for your biscuit box.
Did you
out
say
there.
Risk it for your biscuit?
Risk it for your biscuit right there. That is
Nate,
the one.
Can you clip that one too? Risk it for your biscuit.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. We got the mealisms.
I love
coming
Dookies and risking it
risking
for my
it biscuits.
Look,
flat tears.
And Michael Penix.
And he loves my. No, you're not a Michael Penix.
I was not a Michael Penix.
I'm a big Penix guy.
Are you? Good for you. All right, so we're definitely getting canceled.
What is the show today?
All right, and then Topps 2024 Topps Baseball Series 1 is coming out on Valentine's Day. So we got a lot of love for that product.
It's a good day for it.
Just, do you see what I did there?
I did.
Thank you very much. And we are doing pre-sales. So on February 14th,
yes,
we have Topps Hobby Boxes going to be available at $100, but we're doing pre-sales right now. We've already sold couple cases pre-sale. $80 per box. You're saving $20 just by coming in the store and buying it immediately. You'll have your box guaranteed for you on Valentine's Day to pick up.
Now, let me ask, is that for just if you buy one box? Is that for buying multiple? Like, is there
come and get it.
Wow.
Come and get it.
Wow.
Tell them out. I have six cases available for sale.
So what you're telling me is that
look
per,
at this.
Per pre-sale with you, you can save 20% per box.
This feels like a shop at home.
Yeah.
I love it. Me and Emil are slanging cards left and right. If we're
go get your value. Come on now.
Tops! Series 1 is available! $80!
Come and get it!
Come and get it! Ah. Blood veins popping in our head. Yeah, and then we have the Jumbo, the Tops Jumbo available. It'll be shelf price on Valentine's Day release for $175.
Yep.
We're selling them at $150. You're saving $25. This is a great time for you to come and lock in your product. We had a guy come in yesterday, one of our great customers, Daniel. He bought three cases.
Oh, my gosh.
So he bought 36 boxes worth.
Three cases.
Yep, and he's a big fan.
I'm curious. Just as someone, you've worked with this guy for a long time. He's been a long-time customer. When he buys multiple cases, are they ripping it just right away, or are they like stagger it out for like a couple of weeks or something?
I love it because they end up just sitting on some of it, but with Topps rookies, I believe the rookies this year will have Ellie because they had Ellie was in some of the prospect stuff.
He's in Bowman.
Yeah, Bowman. So he's in some of the prospect stuff.
Is Wyatt this in this, I believe?
Wyatt is not in this because
he's still prospect.
How about this? He may be. How about this? I don't know.
We haven't gotten the checklist yet.
There's a website called cardboardconnection.com, and they usually have a release date with all the information, including checklists. Weirdly enough, the last 3 weeks, no updates on Cardboard Connection. I think the guy is asleep at the wheel, whoever's there.
Yeah, it's been a little bit iffy on the updates. That's the side I go do for my gym because I'm watching Court Kings. That's my big next release for me is Hoops Court Kings. That's the one I'm looking forward to, the blaster specific stuff. So we have to be on time with that stuff. So Cardboard Connection is where I go to, but he's been slacking a little bit.
Yeah, he or she. I don't know who runs it.
Or they.
But them.
Them.
And so whoever, I'll tell you what, who's not our sponsor this week, cardboardconnection.com. Hopefully they have a checklist sooner than later. Otherwise, I'm going to have to put the homework in myself.
They should.
All right. And then the other one that came out this week was Immaculate Basketball. 2022-23 Immaculate Basketball. That's a very expensive product.
Yes, it is.
Let me just look up what we had. I've already sold out of it before we even really put it on the
show.
Have
you really already sold
out of it? Yeah, we sold out of it.
That's kind of wild that you've already sold out of Immaculate Basketball.
What do you think I am, a museum?
No, it's just, again, I can't afford Immaculate, so to just contemplate being able to afford not one, but multiple boxes of Immaculate is just beyond my pay grade right now.
It's all relative.
It is.
Listen, somebody's looking at what you buy and they say, I wish I could afford what Emil's doing. It's a gradual grind to get to what you want.
That is
buy
true.
What you can afford. We have everything from $1. We have everything from $1 to $18.25. That's what that Immaculate box goes for.
$18.25. That's a lot.
How many cards?
Six
cards per pack, one pack per box. You're getting three autographs and two memorabilia cards for six cards, $1,800. Seems like a solid investment to me.
Somewhat.
That was sarcasm.
Yeah.
I think if you hit a Paolo, I'm curious to see what kind of.
Oh, they're going.
Are they?
They're, let's see here. Yeah, let me tell you, they're going.
2022
right now.
Immaculate. I would love to share with you what program we use, and we're not going to because they don't sponsor us. Paolo.
The point with Immaculate, though, and why I love Immaculate so much, is because not only do you have Logo Mans, which I wish. We're game worn like flawless, but that's a whole other discussion. They also have rookie championship tag autographs, which are little tag, which I'm not sure what they pull from the tags, but they're super, super cool and super, super rare, usually numbered to like five or less. Some really high-end rare stuff is in this stuff, especially if you're collecting the big boys, Chet, Paolo, even Jabari, even Keegan. Keegan's got to have some beautiful cards in this set for sure.
I'm looking right now to see if there's anything for sale yet that's closed. Doesn't look like there's anything just yet that's closed.
It's a Newark product, again, so we got to give it some time.
All right. Anyways, I sold out. I may get more. I'm just not a big fan of having stuff that's $1,800 on my shelf for my customers.
But you're selling them out.
Doesn't mean that I want to renew and refresh. Let me leave you with this. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, would you ever consider doing breaks? That's what it's called, right? In-store, like in person?
Nate, I don't know if you read my mind, but I wanted to share with the month of February contest that we're doing as we speak.
Yes. Okay.
So we have a box of, it's a briefcase of 2023 Collegiate Football Flawless. The case is about $2,000. Okay. I'm doing a special contest. So we have 76 spots. Each one of the spots represents a serial number. So the highest number card that you can get in that box is numbered to 25. Then there's cards numbered to 20, numbered to 15, numbered to 10, numbered to 5, numbered to 1 of 1. So if you add all the possibilities up, because you're going to have serial numbers 1 of 1, you're going to have number 1 of 5, 2 of 5, 3 of 5, you can go all the way up to 25. There's 76 total spots. So if you come into the store in the month of February while supplies last, and you purchase $300 of unopened wax at our store on your visit, you're getting a spot in one of the 76.
Okay. Are you going to open it in front of everyone?
Then after the 76 spots are filled, we're going to randomize it. So, Nate, you're in there. Your number 6. I know we only have a couple minutes left, but I'll go quickly.
Yeah.
Your number is 76. We randomize. You end up with card number 1 of 25. If we open that box and card number 1 of 25 comes out, no matter who the player is, Nate, that's your card.
Yep. Okay, cool. That's awesome.
So we're going to be giving away that. If you come into the store, spend $30 and $300 in unopened wax product.
Yes.
Until the 75 spots are filled, we're good. We've already filled 11.
There's no date for this draw.
We will be drawing. We'll be doing the randomizing on February 28th. Shout out to my mom. Miss you, mom. The 28th, that was her birthday. But we're breaking it on the 29th, leap year day, at 6 p.m. on Instagram.
I didn't know. A
little spooky.
We're going to do it.
I might need to come into the store and maybe get some content.
I think I'm going to do the same thing.
Absolutely. We'd love for all of you to do that too. Yeah, and we'll do it Instagram live, and those that already have a spot, if they want to watch it live in person at the shop,
that'd
be
awesome.
Cool too. I know we're finishing up.
We got about a minute.
We got about a minute left. Here's where we're at. We've got the Super Bowl next week. We'll have our predictions then because we'll know who's playing and who's not.
Yep.
We'll be live again in studio. Emil will be, be out there?
I'll be StreamYarding in.
Oh, but Nate will be in studio with me.
Yeah, correct? You're StreamYarding into the show?
Yes.
I'm not. I'll be right here.
No, I know you will be.
I will be right here next Saturday.
Just me and you, huh?
Okay, cool.
Listen, I'll be here next Saturday at 10 a.m. on the True Sports Card Show here on Sacktown Sports 1140. Bye-bye, Emil, and I'll see you all next week.
Bye.